Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Nedvav and Mabeis. We're holding on Nedvav and Aleph, the bottom, V'chein HaBoal Achas Mikol Arayis. So the Mishnah had said that just like when it comes to Yivam, all these different types of Biyas are considered a Biyah, so too when it comes to all Arayis, says the Gemara, Amr of Amram, Hum Milso Amr Lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us the following halacha, and Van Rinu La'ainen Mimas Nisan, and he brought a Raya from our Mishnah. So that's why it comes up here. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, he taught us that an Eishes Yisrael, even though if she's Nensa, someone's with her forces, but by force, and she's, so the halacha is that she's mutter to her husband, afapiking, she becomes pasul lekuhuna. If her husband would die, she would not be allowed to marry a kayin. The Tana Tuna, and we have a Tana that says like this as well, our Mishnah, v'chena bol achas mekula reis, amuris b'tayra, oipsulais, that all these bias are, that we had by Yavam, are also considered a bia when it comes to passing a woman, lekuhuna, and my v'chay, my lav, loishna b'shoiki, loishna meza, loishna b'ainis, loishna b'ratzin. Sounds like it's going on all those different bias that we mentioned in the ratio of the Mishnah, where one of them was ainis. You see that even though a bia, she had a bias iser b'ainis, she becomes pasla kahuna, ukatani pasla. Says the Gemara Loi, my v'chein, I can tell you that when it says v'chein, a hara, it was only going on hara, that hara is considered a bia, but not that oines is going to pasla her. Says the Gemara, hara the man. By who is hara considered a bia? Ilim da arayas, that by an erva, hara is considered a bia. That just like by yibam hara is a bia, v'chein also by all arayas, hara is considered a bia. Lameimer da arayas afina miyavama. That makes it seem that arayas is learned up from yavama, when really under Abba, the opposite is true, that yavama afina miyarayas. We learn out yavama from arayas, the ikra hara ba arayas ksev. Really, the Makar is from Nida, from the Akesha Rabbi Yaina, and we learn from there to Yiba, but not that we learn out from there, not that we learn out Arayas from Yivama. Elamai V'chein, Ashalek Adarka, Darayas. Rather, Nupshat, that V'chein is going on the Bia Shalek Adarka, that the Bia Shalek Adarka is considered a Bia when it comes to the Arayas. Says the Gemara, Adarabah, same Kasha. Ikar Mishkeve Isha, but Arayas Ksit, the Makar, that a Bia Shalek Adarka is considered a Bia, is from Mishkeve Isha, that it says by the parish of the Arayas. So Elamai V'chein, Ashalek Adarka. So not the Bishlei Kedarka of Arayas, but rather of the Bishlei Kedarka of Chayvei Lavin, that's considered a Bia, that's what the V'chein is going on. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rava, or Rabbo, that Eishas Kayin Shenensa, so Baila Leika Aleha Misham Zayna, that if you have an Eishas Kayin Shenensa, so she becomes Aser to her husband, if her husband's with her anyways, so Leika Aleha Misham Zayna, he's going to be Chayev, because he's over on the Isser of Zayna, that Kain's not a Mary is Zayna, and so he's going to be Chayav Malkus for that Leis Aseh. Says the Gemara, Misham Zayna and Misham Tama Lai, only for Zayna, but not for the fact that she was an Eishas Ish that was together with another man. But the Pasuk says, Achari Asher Hutama, he's not allowed to marry her. So says the Gemara, no, in Echanami Ema Af Misham Zayna. When Rabbi said Misham Zayna, he meant even Misham Zayna, but who Adin, also because of Tama. However, Mas Reb Zera asked Reb Zera, "Is it really a lois asay? I'll prove it to you from a brisa that it's only an asay. The brisa darshins the pasuk v'loin espasa asura, that because the woman was not four, she was an eishes ish that was mezana and she wasn't four, so that's why asura she's asur to her husband. Han espasa mutaras mashma if she was forced, so then she would be mutter. It's also mashma from the pasuk though that this heter that because she was four she's mutter is only v'hi. It's only shayach by her, but the someone that it's not shayach by v'yeshach acheres sha'af api." That even though she was four, she's aser. And that's referring to an Eishes Kayin. That even though she's four, she's aser to her husband. But it's only learned out from an asay, so it only should have the taikef of an asay. There shouldn't be any malkus. Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi. That really everything was included in the Isra of Zayna. Any sort of Eishes Ish that has a bia with another man is considered like a Zayna. Just that what? It's just that the Torah was megala to us that by Yisrael, so take her under that Isra of Zayna when she's forced. But Michal the Eishes Kayin kede kaima kaima. But the Eishes Kayin remains with that Isra. And in what Isra? It's the Isra of Zayna, which is a lois I say. That's why there's Malkus. Vika da amri amarabo that Eishes Kayin shenensa by the leika la mishum tuma. And not mishum Zayna. The husband only gets Malkus because of the Isra of Tuma. Mishum Tuma and mishum Zayna lai. But only and not because of Zayna, Alma Ba'ainis loy karina be Zayna. Because according to this version, she's taken on a Zayna. Since she was forced, so she does not have a shame Zayna. However, ask the Gemara, and really it's the same Shach of Atari that we just had, Masr, Reb Zera, is there really Malkus? Is there really a Lois Asay? But we learned in the Braisa that it's only an Asay. It says, V'ilay Nispasa Sura. She wasn't four, so she's Asar. Hanispasa Muteris. Mashma, she was four, she's Mutter. But it's only she that's Mutter. The Eshach Acheris, Shafa Pisha Nispasa Sura. There's another type of lady, Nishas Ish, that even though she was four, she's Asar to her husband. V'ezazu, Eshas Kayin. That's referring to an Eshas Kayin. V'lava Bamichal Asay Asay. She should only have the Taikif of an Asay. There shouldn't be any Malkus. To which the Gemara says back again, Amarava, Hakol Hayi Bechlal Acheri Asher Hutama. That really everyone, any sort of Eshas Ish that's together with another man is included in the Lais Asay of Acheri Asher Hutama. That Elo Yucha by the Harishayin to take her back. Just that Kishapir the Chakasav Gabi Eshas Yisrael Vhilo Nispasa Asura Nispasa Mutaras. The Torah was Megalatas by Eshas Yisrael to take her out of that Isser. But Almana, but the Mechlal the Eshas Kayin Kede Kaima Kaima. But Eshas Kayin, the Torah was Megalat. Don't take her out of that Isser. Put her back in that Isser of Acheri Asher Hutama, which is a Lais Asay, and that's why there's going to be Malkus. Zak the Mishnah Vayter now. Amana l'kain gadol. You have an amana who marries a kain gadol, a grusha v'chalutza l'kain hadiyah, min a erisin. So even though all they did was erisin, and it was the giyaz mali nasa, so she's not a chalala. It's not like they did nisuin. And all they did was erisin, and it was the giyaz mali nasa, which normally in arusa is allowed to eat truma. Still, says the Tanakama, who we'll see as her mayor, is lo yoichlu b'truma, they're not allowed to eat truma. Since they're married with a bia, mishumaris, the bia savera, they're married to someone who, even if they're together with, it's going to be a bia savera. So therefore, that relation cannot be meichel them in truma. Whereas the blood of Reb Shimon Machshir and they hold it no. The ma'isa right now she's kasher and so she could eat truma. This armloi niskarshu. If these ladies in this case, if the kain then dies, so mina nesuim sulais. If they had already done nesuim, so then of course they're possible because then they're a chalala. Mina erisin ksheirais. But if all they did was erisin, so then they remain ksheira lekuhuna. Now says the Gemara, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, I'm Rameir. Rameir said that kavuchaymer. I have a kavuchaymer to defend my shita that by a bias, by mishumeris, the bias of era, it can't be that this relationship is going to be Michael, her, and Truma. Because Umakidushe Rishus, Ein Machilin, if Yisrael marries a Yisraelis, Yisrael marries a Bas Yisrael. So the Bas Yisrael is not on the Truma, the Yisrael is not Michael, the Bas Yisrael Truma, even though the relationship is kosher, it's completely mutter. Yet Kedushe Avera Lokosha, so if so, Kedushe Avera Lokoshakane, all the more so a Kayin who marries someone who's usher to him, of course that relationship can never be Michael and Truma. To which Amru Lai, they said back to a mayor, the obvious Truva is that no, Layim Amri, a Yisrael can never be Michael Truma. So that's why even though this relationship is Mutter, he's not going to be Michael and Truma because he never has the ability to be Michael and Truma. But Taimar Bekadushi Aveira, Shekin Yeshli Lahacha B'Makam Acher, a Kayin generally does have the ability to be Michael and Truma, and therefore maybe here as well he has the ability, even though it's a Mishumaris Labias Aveira, maybe he still is Michael and Truma.